Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The government in London has defended close ties with the United States in the wake of a controversy over President Trump retweeting material from a British far-right group. A spokesman for the Prime Minister, Theresa May, said Mr. Trump had been wrong, but Britain had a special relationship with Washington. The Home Secretary, Amber Rudd, said Britain's ties with Washington had saved lives because of intelligence sharing. But she added that Mr. Trump had been wrong to spread the inflammatory anti-Islamic material.
This government will not tolerate any groups who spread hate by demonising those of other faiths or ethnicities and who deliberately raise community fears and tensions. And we have been clear, President Donald Trump was wrong to retweet videos posted by far-right group Britain First.
The Home Secretary's comments came after the US President berated Mrs. May for her criticisms of his retweets, saying she should pay more attention to what he called the destructive radical Islamic terrorism taking place in Britain. Denmark's parliament has passed legislation that could ban a Russian gas pipeline from running through the country's territorial waters. With more, here's our Europe regional editor, Mike Sanders.
Russia wants its Nord Stream 2 undersea gas pipeline to take gas direct from Russia to Germany by 2019, as does the existing Nord Stream pipeline. Washington does not want Europe to increase its reliance on Russian gas, especially not by undercutting current transit routes through Poland and Ukraine. This Danish law gives the foreign minister new powers to stop Nord Stream 2 running south of the Danish island of Bornholm, and not just on environmental grounds. He can now do it for reasons of security, defence, energy policy and climate change, but ultimately it will be an EU decision.